Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And welcome to the sexiest voice.
Oh, baby. Melly?
Did I hear me again?
You were like super quiet.
Oh,
I could
sorry.
kind
I
of
was
hear.
like holding it far away and I was talking like normal, so I guess I should just hold it like right here. I'll hold the ball close to my face. The snowball, that is. I guess tonight we're gonna do the immunity in the main.
Yeah.
So for the immunity, we had people take any pre-existing like clip, audio thing, song, whatever, and they had to censor it to make it dirty. I'm excited. So first up for that, we have Miss Sharp Cookies.
And you can always count on having a fun day when you spend it with the people you I you me, we're a family with a great big and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you me too? I you me, we're best friends like should be with a great big and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you me too?
And that was Sharp Cookies. She did. She censored the Barney song, that one song from Barney. This is exactly what I wanted from this challenge. This was like funny and dirty, and you censored things. Like, I think that you censored the right things. I think there was like one part towards the end where it was like they were talking about what they are, not what they were doing, and so I wasn't sure what should go in those beeps. But I think that otherwise it was like super funny, and you censored all the right things and really good job.
Your microphone's got really weird.
Oh my god!
I heard what you said though.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that it's going to be recorded, so that's cool. I like basically agree. I think that, like, I'm not going to critique your meme. It was good. Like, I did feel like there was a lot of beeping towards the end, but it still worked and it was still really funny and I really liked it. So good job, Cookies.
Yes. So up next we have Russell Gold. I don't know why I said it's
me.
Little Jack Horner sat in the corner, eating. He stuck in his and pulled out and said, "What a good boy am I."
And that was Russ's immunity.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the verse?
Oh my gosh, I actually know this, but I haven't. It's the one where
you can find it.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it. You keep talking.
Russ, I really like Charles. It was really funny. It was like it had loads of different dimensions as well. Like it painted like this picture of this little like boy, a little boy in the corner doing dirty things. That's just wrong.
There we go. Little Jack Horner.
Yeah, little Jack Horner. It painted like this complex compound image.
Yes.
Which was like really funny. Melly?
Yeah, I agree. It was like it was short, but it was so effective in how short it was, and there were so many different things going on, so it was like really good. Where I feel like the last one was like the same thing a lot of the time, which was funny, but it was like the same thing. Like on this, I feel like all your beeps kind of like had something different going for them, and the way that you read that last line, oh my god, I literally guffawed. I was just like at that moment. So yeah, no, it was like I thought it was like really good. I was really impressed. Yeah, so we did talk about it, and do you want to say who won the immunity?
Yeah. our last man standing won the immunity.
Yes.
Because we felt like, I'm trying to not take the immunity so seriously, but they were both so freaking good, we had to, like, decide on one. Because Russ had, like, this compound picture, and it kind of, like, it beeped out different things and made it seem like there was more going on. It was just kind of more entertaining overall.
But you're both, like, fantastic, so.
Yeah.
This is really funny. I love listening to both of these. So good job, guys. We appreciate you submitting. So now on to the main round. I closed
the dessert, as I like to think of it.
Oh, baby. Oh, okay, never mind. First kind up of. Is Beloved Star.
Watching every motion in my foolish lover's game. On this endless ocean, finally lovers know no shame. Turning and returning to some secret place inside. Watching in slow motion as you turn around and say, take my breath away. Take my breath away. Watching, I keep waiting, still anticipating love. Never hesitating to become the faded one. Turning and returning to some secret place to hide. Watching in slow motion as you turn to me and say, my love, take my breath away. Through the hourglass I saw you, in time you slipped away. Turn to hear you say, if only for today, I am unafraid. Take my breath away. Take my breath away.
Beloved Star with Take My Breath Away by Berlin. Beloved, I feel like this sounded like absolutely beautiful, and but at the same time, like, I don't feel like there was any like amped up sexiness to it. I don't feel like there was any like build to it, which I know the original song doesn't have that, but it was just like, because the song is really repetitive and kind of like slow, kind of like, oh, okay, it was kind of just like, ugh, this is kind of, I don't know, I kind of zoned out towards the end, and it just kind of became a bit background noisy for me, I'm sorry, but I think that you sounded beautiful, and I just don't feel like, it was, sexy.
Yeah, it was kind of, like, a subtle sexy, to me. It was still, like, sexy, but, I felt like you could have built with the sexy, but you didn't kind of have that much build, so, I don't know, I enjoyed it, your vocals were beautiful,
yeah.
But it, I felt like it, you could have took it to a different level, took it to another level, but yeah, I did like it, it was, I'm kind of like a bit spacey because it's late, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, up next is Ida.
It's so hot in here. The way to go, just put your lips together and blow. Oh,
And that was Ida with Breathe On Me by Britney Spears.
She can breathe on me anytime.
You want everyone to breathe on you.
Just, no, just half of the people.
The better half.
Oh, yeah. No,
I really liked this. You definitely, like, I like this song because it's not overtly about sex. It's, like, saying you don't need to have sex. You just can breathe on people, which is, like, nice for the challenge, I think. You also, like, tried to, you really performed it in, like, a sexy way. And I felt, like, a lot of sultriness from you. And I really liked it. The mixing was awesome. And, yeah, I just thought it was great.
Yeah, I really, really liked this. I thought that you were super sexy in it. Your breathy parts were great. I seriously loved your choruses. Like, your Breathe On Me's, like, those were so smooth and awesome. And I thought it contrasted, like, really well then, like, those smooth parts with, like, the more parts. And it was, like, just really, really good. I really liked this. So, good job. Turn it. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, still there. Okay. Yes, so good job, Ida. We are going to move on to the Immune Russ.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, your love, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never have a change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. That wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never have a change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
And that was Russ with The Way You Look Tonight. Russ, I thought that you sounded good on this, and this is, like, a good song for you, but I feel like for, like, I want to give you, like, the same note that I gave you last week, which is just to just amp up, like, the sexiness, because that's what, like, the show's about, and I feel like you didn't take that note last week and apply it to this week and just let loose and, like, get all, Russ, and get all, yeah. But, like, I thought you sounded good on this. I just don't think that it was, like, super, like, I don't think that you were being particularly sexy in it, but it sounded really nice, so good job.
Yeah, I kind of agree. This was very nice. There were a few, like, response, but overall this was, like, really, really nice. But we, like, focusing on, like, the sexy performance and stuff, I just feel like you could have been, like, sexier with it. Like, just, I think that if you'd had, like, a bit more energy in places and stuff like that, it would have been, really sexy, because you seem like you really meant it. Like, you really like the way she looks tonight. You want to make babies with her. Mm. But, as it stood, it was kind of like, yeah, you're all right. I wouldn't mind having sex with you. I'm not, I wouldn't say no, wouldn't say please kind of thing. So, so I feel like you could have amped up the sexy a little bit more.
Yeah, but it still, like, sounded really nice. So, like, good job on that part. Up next is Traviata.
My,
I don't know why I say her that say her name that way.
I don't know.
Every time I'm always like Travia, like
Travia. And that was Traviata with, I don't know what that was. Something sexy, apparently. Parisienne something. I don't know, sorry. I'm trying to speak French and I can't speak French. So, Traviata, I didn't get like a lot from this in terms of lyrics, so I'm not quite sure if it was Baby making music, but that could also be interpreted as Baby making music because it's just
background
music, isn't it? So I guess that kind of works. You sounded sexy on it, I feel like this is the kind of song your energy level like suited it well, so that kind of worked for it. And I did like it overall. So, I don't really have like that much to say.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was a little bit confused by it, and I was like trying to listen really hard to the lyrics to like kind of get what the song was. And I still am not quite sure. So if you want to tell me, I would really like that, because it sounded really cool. And I think that, like, you have a really sexy tone, and I think that you brought, like, sexy to it, which is good. And I think that it would be, like, I think that if you just had amped it up a little bit more, I think that it would have been really great for this, like, show. But I do think that it, like, sounded good and sexy, and, like, I wish I knew what it was about. But it still sounded really good, so. Sorry, I'm like so like, oh, I like just woke up, so I'm like really tired. And I'm totally making no sense. Blah, blah.
We both kind of feel like
yeah,
tired.
Yeah, I'm like tired on like the, oh my god, I just woke up, she's tired on the, oh my god, I want to go to sleep. So, yeah, it's great. up next is Rochelle.